If you find yourself rewatching Anthony Bourdain shows while feverishly awaiting the second season of The Bear to stream on Hulu, have we got something for you? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new books steeped in back-of-the-house tales of drugs, general excess, and of course, mind-blowing international travel and cuisine. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. California Soul by Keith Corbin and Kevin Alexander is a memoir of the amazing journey of a Watts gang leader to the helm of a nationally acclaimed restaurant. Though Corbin's prologue claims that the book you're about to read isn't a gangland morality tale, or a prisoner makes good drama, or a chef memoir that paints my life as a uniquely American success story, it might be more accurate to say that it isn't just those things. It is also a loving history of the Watts neighborhood, a tribute to a beloved grandmother who fed a whole community, a mouthwatering account of the evolution of Corbin's style of soul food cooking, and a candid story about long-term drug dependency. It is amazing how long you can get away with the insane contradictions of secret addiction, but the walls always seem to come crashing down. Among the many interesting points made by this modern version of a Horatio Alger story is that for black youth in America's ghettos, the story isn't rags to riches. If you're in the drug game by middle school, access to piles of cash is not the problem. It's not money. It's social mobility. Most doors lead to prison, which is where Corbin spent most of his 20s. There are three heroes of this story. Corbin himself, his co-author Kevin Alexander, who preserves Corbin's voice and personality but finds the most expansive and informative shape for the story. And finally, Corbin's mentor, the restaurateur Daniel Patterson, whose commitment to actually doing something, not just for Corbin, but many others coming out of incarceration, is rare indeed. And speaking of Kevin Alexander, he is one of three authors behind the nom de plume S.E. Boyd, author of The Lemon. The other two are Joe Cohane and Alessandra Lusardi. Hip deep in knowing detail from the worlds of food, media, and Hollywood, they pull off a saucy spin on the death of Anthony Bourdain. Only in this version, his name is John Doe. He dies while filming in Ireland, and his asphyxiation is not the result of despair, but the accidental outcome of a certain sexual practice. If your Bourdain-loving hackles have just gone up in response to this ploy, know that the book manages to artfully defang that reaction, both because the whole thing is actually about that sort of reaction, but mostly because in every other way, John Doe is an embodiment of everything great about Bourdain. As in life, his body is discovered by his friend, a world-famous chef. Unfortunately, a loutish bellhop manages to get an embarrassing photo of the chef with his friend's corpse. Unfortunately, a desperate content provider at a trashy website makes up a fake anecdote about Doe that goes viral. Unfortunately, Doe's agent, who has devoted her whole life to his career, must now devote her life to controlling these problems. Meanwhile, the details. Honey-baked ham, Substack, secret rooms within secret rooms, Asian-Irish fusion cuisine, high-end interior design as a front for contract killing, well, they are as good as they can possibly be, or better. The Lemon is a hilarious, brilliant, cynical, and maybe even a little sad takedown of the moral vacuum that is celebrity culture.
The books are California Soul by Keith Corbin and Kevin Alexander and The Lemon by S.E. Boyd. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.